is Monday the 13th of July 2015. It is episode 13 of the Life of a Oh my goodness. Is it just the syllables? Is it the sequence of syllables that I just cannot say quickly? Is it just that I have to really slow down and think and concentrate and have my brain communicate with my mouth that what I want to say is the Life of a Visual Storyteller podcast? Is that what it is? Because I struggle with this. As you know, I cannot say the name of my own podcast. I need to change the name of the podcast, really, don't I? Deary me. Anyway, whatever this podcast is, whatever it's called, you're welcome. Thank you for joining me again. I do appreciate it. So today I'm going to talk about, very briefly, an insight that I had, something that occurred to me as a result of spending a day in the company of Brad Allen of Simply Effective and Aidan Enright of Smarter Egg on Saturday. And on Saturday, they took myself and about a dozen other people through a process that related to, well, I chose, and most of us chose, to relate it to our business, but actually it could be applied to many aspects of life. And I came to a realization, I came to an understanding that I was ready to go with my new business. And following on from that, I came to realize that we often get confused between ready to go and ready to start. And so ready to go is the moment that you've done the preliminary work and your business or idea or whatever it is you want to accomplish, that's very well formed in your head and you've got a number of things in place so that you can jump off the edge of the precipice and start marketing the company, start going out into the world and saying, this is my business, this is the service I provide, this is the product I make. Will you buy it? These are the benefits that it will bring to you. And I realized that I'm ready for that with the new company, with Show and Tell Communications. I've had a number of breakthroughs in the last couple of weeks, and I'm really ready to go. Now, ready to start is a little bit different in my mind. And you might sort of think, well, actually, aren't they both the same thing? Are we not just playing semantic jigsaw or semantic juggling here? And maybe we are, but I just want to make a distinction between the two, because I do think it's useful. I think as creatives or as anything that we want to do in life, really, we tend as human beings to want to wait until the right moment is there before we set off, before we go, because we never feel ready to go. Oh, if only I had that, or I just need this, or this is one thing missing. I just want to put this in place before I set off, before I go. And that can stop us from actually doing something, starting something. And when I say ready to start, I mean ready to start the work that will take us to the point where we feel confident, right, now I can implement this plan. And ready to start, well, you're always ready to start. You're always ready to take the first step towards whatever it is you want to achieve. It could be an endurance thing. It could be a lifelong ambition to visit somewhere. It could be whatever it is that you want to achieve, whatever it is that you have within you to achieve. Because one thing I can say from experience, and I genuinely mean this, is whatever ambition and dream you have, how ludicrous it might seem to the outside world and how ludicrous it might seem to that voice at the back of your head that falls off its stool laughing every time you think about this idea or this dream that you have, you can achieve it. You seriously can achieve it. So to start achieving it, you just need to start. And you can start now. You can take the first step today. You can take the first step tomorrow to getting yourself ready to go. I wonder if I'm making any sense. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Maybe you think I've just gone completely bonkers now. But that's what I wanted to say today anyway. Difference between ready to start and ready to go. And we're always ready to start. Always. We don't need permission. We don't need anything to be in place. We are ready to start with the first steps. And that will take us to ready to go. That's really all I have to say today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. And if you are listening and you are able to go and view the cartoon somewhere, if you go to blog.rogeroverall.net, you'll find the cartoon that accompanies this episode. I don't know what it is. As I'm speaking, I still don't know what it is. I haven't drawn it, and I don't actually know what I'm going to draw yet. But once this is published, so the cartoon will appear as well. If there's anybody listening, by the way, this is an audio platform. If there's anybody listening who is sight impaired or, you know what I'm trying to say, who would like to have me describe the cartoon, maybe in a separate podcast, not quite sure how I'm going to do it because I haven't drawn the thing yet, but so it can't be part of this podcast. But if there's somebody listening from that community who feels, well, hang on, we're being left out because we can't see this cartoon, tell us what it is, let me know. I'd be quite interested to hear your opinion. Anyway, that's all for today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to join us here as well in the hidden part of the podcast. Here it's all about health, fitness, things we can do to improve the physical state, the flesh and bones that make up our being, the flesh and bones that actually house our creativity, the flesh and bones that make it possible for us to express our creativity in whatever fashion that might be. Now, and of course, we need to keep that in prime condition, I think. I think the better, the fitter, the healthier we are, the better we're going to be as creatives. It's just my own personal feeling. I have nothing, by the way, to back that up with. I have no data. I have no science. I have nothing. It's just a suspicion that I'm applying to myself. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was how I noticed that I'm gradually getting fitter. And it manifested itself in a very strange way this past Saturday when I was with Brad and Adon doing the business thing. We'll call it the business thing here because we don't talk about business in this part of the podcast. And we did a breathing exercise at one point, and Brad was asking us to breathe in, deep breaths, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, what I was finding was I couldn't keep up. And when I say I couldn't keep up, my lung capacity has improved dramatically from all the swimming and all the running. So I was still on my breathing in when we were supposed to be breathing out. And in fact, I was still on my breathing in almost, or certainly pausing for the breathing when we were supposed to be breathing in again. It's just like, I was thinking, well, I can't keep up with this. My lungs are too big. I've got too much capacity all of a sudden. And it was something that a year ago I'd have almost been huffing and puffing to keep up. But I do notice that my lung capacity has improved. And I notice it swimming as well, just in the number of strokes that I can do without coming up for air comfortably. It's not a problem. And it's just, I suppose, anecdotal evidence. Because I haven't measured my lung capacity. I didn't measure my lung capacity before I started, and I haven't measured it since. But it's anecdotal evidence that at least that side of things is improving. or at least I imagine that it is an improvement. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're listening to this and you're a medical professional going, no, it's awful. It means all kinds of dreadful things are happening. If you can suddenly take large, deep breaths, it means your lungs are perforated and the air is going into your body. It's being captured by your body because your lungs are leaky. I don't know. I doubt that's the case. Anyway, I'm going to knock it on the head now because I'm quite tired, as you can probably tell, and I'm starting to ramble.